And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It is the second hour of the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emin. Brian Cleveland, not in studio this week. We are counting down the top 20 albums, and now into the top 10 of the national charts from earshot-online.com. And Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published every week at that website. Each week, you will find the national top 50, from which we play the top 20, and individual top 30 charts from all the submitting stations, many of which are partners of this program. And there are reviews, interviews, specialty charts, all kinds of stuff. Check it out. Head on over there and have a look. In the last hour of the program, it was big. Lots of movement, some new stuff that you'd be hearing from that was in the top 50, but not in the top 20 last week. We also talked to James Blumendahl from Ash and Bloom, and you got to hear a track from their latest, and they'll be on tour as well. So check them out. James Keese joined us as well for some music news. We've got more music news on the way in this hour of the program. Interesting stuff, including some news about Snoop Doggy Dogg, so you're not going to want to miss that. And we've got your top 10 and the lowdown. My goodness, there is so much on the way. If you want to get in touch with us, a few ways to do it. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. In the form of an interview, we'll play something from your latest release. As I remarked in the first hour, it's weird. It seems like every time Brian's gone, there's a new number one. Of course, we wouldn't encourage him to miss the program, but every once in a while when we need a new number one, I think this is the key. We ask Brian to take a week off, and we get what we wish for. New number one this week. Who's it going to be? You're going to find out coming up in this hour. But first, we've got all kinds to get through, including more music news. Gabrielle Papillon joins us in this hour of the program as well. Your lowdown is coming your way too, and the top 10, which kicks off with an album that you are familiar with. It's been on the charts for the last couple of weeks. It is Moon's self-titled debut album. They are staying steady at the number 10 spot this week. You're going to hear a song called Stained Glass. In after that, Father John Misty staying steady at number 9 this week, and the album I Love You, Honey Bear. It is a song called The Ideal Husband, and at number 8 to round out that set of three is the new one from Joel Plaskett. It is called The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. It was at number 34 last week. It is at number 8 this week. Huge jump, and it is a song called Broke. Stick around. There's more on the way. This is the Earshot 20. Here's your number 20, Stained Glass, Moon.
He found that a light had left his room. He wondered how to go on with his day. He realized that it's better off this way. Everyone he knows will come and go and leave him dry. Empty now, the pew where he once sat. They wondered how to get that feeling back. His own 2 feet to stand. Everyone he knows will come and go and leave him dry. Taking time to tell himself it's not yet time to die. Foolishly he's hoping for some guidance from above. Yeah.
to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Proceeded to drive home wasted. Bought things to win over siblings. I've said awful things, such awful things. And now, now it's out. And now, now it's out.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Jingle, jangle, pocket full of metal. Johnny's in the basement, hooking up the kettle. Thinking to himself, I guess I gotta settle for less. He's a mess. Jenny, Jenny, a plastic bag of pennies. Roll them brown paper, turn them into 20. Walking to the bank, she's knocking, is there anybody here? Have I made myself clear? I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. Charlene, Charlene, everybody's darling. High on something heavy, she's flying like a starling. Coming down the stairs, she's tripping through a chemistry class. Life's a blast. Billy's down from Sydney, and damn, he's looking handsome. Stumbling down Portland, holding it for ransom. If you got a loony, dirtiest joke. Hey man, can I bum a smoke? I'm broke. Walking from the bank while we're headed to the National Exchange. All this world is strange. Broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke.
Broke, Joel Plaskett from the album The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. In at number 8 this week, up from 34. Big jump for him. In before that was Father John Misty, steady at number 9 this week. I Love You Honey Bear, and a song called The Ideal Husband. And to kick it all off was number 10, Moon, with their self-titled album. You heard a song called Stained Glass. It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. More of your music news is on the way now as we travel to Toronto. Check in with James Geist of Exclaim Magazine, the editor there. And we've got more music news that kicks off with news about Johnny Marr.
Yeah, the Smiths guitarist is writing a book. He announced about a year ago, I guess, that he was going to be penning an autobiography following the Smiths frontman Morrissey's actually called autobiography of 2013. Johnny Marr recently came out that his book has a release date now. Doesn't have a title yet, but fall 2016 is when we will get Marr's side of the Marr-Morrissey story, as well as chronicling his time in bands like Modest Mouse, The, Electronic. He played with the Pretenders for a while. I'm a Johnny Marr fan, and I think this is going to be a really interesting story, but another year and a half before we're going to get to read it.
Well, it's something to look forward to for fans, and maybe would make a decent gift at a birthday or some other time in the year.
He's going to have a lot of work to do to rival Morrissey's autobiography, which was quite salacious, but I have faith that it might be more musically oriented, but Johnny Marr is going to have some good stories to tell.
It's good stuff. And keeping in the vein of books and novels, Tom DeLonge also has some news about publishing.
Yeah, so Tom DeLonge, the guitarist of Blink-182, has been in a pretty high-profile fight with his bandmates about his Blink obligations these days. But it turns out that he's got so much other stuff going on. He's dropping a demos and B-sides collection called To the Stars in the next month, but he recently announced that he will be publishing 15 novels. 15, 1-5, as in 10 plus 5 novels. They are apparently going to be co-written with, as he says, 6 different best-selling authors, and each one will be accompanied by an EP as well. I am not aware that he has written any novels so far, so to just come out and say I'm going to write 15 of them seems super ambitious. But yeah, I'll be pretty impressed if he can pull this off.
Yeah, 15 books, it's a lot to write. It seems like a feat to write a book, let alone 15. Maybe they'll be like mini novels or something.
I was going to say, start with one before you start announcing your plans for the next 14 of them.
For sure. Well, we'll see what that brings. And all of these things, talking about chronicling people's lives and their careers, this is really interesting to me that Snoop Dogg's life inspires plans for an HBO series.
Yeah, Snoop is on his game in terms of being in the culture and on top of things. He recently appeared on the season finale of Empire and used that to promote his new album, which is called Bush. That's out May 12th on Columbia Records. We'll see if Columbia screws up the release of that record as well. He appeared on South by Southwest and announced that his early life in the 80s will be the subject of an HBO series. And he describes it as from, you know, playing football as a young man to getting into the L.A. drug culture in his teens, and all of that will be chronicled by this HBO series, which is being developed by Alan Hughes, one of the directing Hughes brothers behind Menace to Society and From Hell, as well as other films. And it's being co-developed by a guy named Rodney Barnes, who's a writer on the animated series The Boondocks. Those two seem like they're well qualified to turn Snoop's story into a watchable series, and of course having HBO behind it is a really good sign. So I'm excited to know what Snoop of the 80s looked like.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people raved about the appearance on Empire, and that show has really taken off. So hopefully this does him justice in chronicling his early years.
Gonna be fascinating for sure.
All right, James, as always, thanks very much to Exclaim, and thanks to you for dropping a line, giving us our music news. Of course, everybody can head to exclaim.ca for more and pick up the latest copy near you. We'll turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
This week's song is Run, Baby, Run from Toro y Moi. The new album is called What For? The Chaz Bundick-fronted project is moving away from his signature chillwave sound, and this is a sunny, bright pop song that raises hopes that his new album is going to be a career highlight. So, Run Baby Run from Toro y Moi on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Radio. Extra.
Run, baby, run. You've got so many things to do. Sleep while you can.
Number 7.
Earshot 20, number 6.
I used to rob and steal, now I make food for thought. Fresh like the air you snort. I drop jewels, little nuggets of wisdom, seeds that keep growing. Pay my debts to society, so no more owing. Now it's showing and proving. Keep the body moving. Exercising the mind is scientifically proven to increase your lifeline, strengthen your heart. Eat fish, that brain food will get you smart. Yoga, deep meditational tactics. You know good than just practice, cause practice makes perfect. Stop burying the lies and bring the truth to the surface. Money is the root to all evil, that cash rule will have you out there looking like a damn fool. That's the devil's bait, the almighty dollar tree. Will have your mind fooled by technology. Make the right choice, no need for an apology. Just knowledge, the wisdom. Can't figure right from wrong. It's a tough decision. My vision is light, so come to me when yours black out. Follow the footprints as I lay the tracks out. He's a righteous God. I want the best for mankind. Navigate through this war without blowing a landmine. My light shine from the east, my brother. Verbally I spit, I'm a beast, my brother. March through the blackness, search for the ray of light. Don't walk barefooted through the grass, cause that's where the snake strikes. Protect your neck, evil lurks in the shadows. Darkness is best where the devil wins battles. The weak fall victim, the strong shine diligent. Gorilla, we gully but manage to stay militant. Superstars, our ego is so top billing it. Follow me son and I'll show you how I'm killing it. These wolves is vicious, a sign of danger. The changer, I'm about to pull you all through a chamber.
That was Bad Bad Not Good and Ghost Face Killa with the album Sour Soul, and you heard a song from that album called Food. And before that, Gotta Go Home was the song you heard from Humans, and at number 7 this week, down from number 6 the week before, the album called Noontide. And in before that was Mr. James Keast from Exclaim Magazine. He gave us some more great music news and had his song pick of the week. It's Toro Imua, Run Baby Run. A break from the charts to catch up with a Halifax-based artist who has recently released a new album and is taking it on an Eastern Canadian tour in April. Gabrielle Papillon is fresh out of the studio with her newest release, The Tempest of Old, and is here on the Earshot 20 to chat with us, Gabrielle. It's great to have you join us.
It's great to be here.
In addition to the album and the tour, you also shot a live video for Got You Well, which is the album's opener. Did you have fun shooting the video?
Yeah, it was actually, what we did was we had two shows, two secret shows. We just invited a bunch of our friends, so it was private. There was no sort of public promotion, and so it was just two shows, and we sort of will make 6 videos in total from those two shows. So, yeah, shows with a bunch of friends is always a lot of fun.
And so The Tempest of Old is a unique name. Why did you choose it for the album?
It's actually one of the lyrics from, it's part of Then Will I. It's one of the lyrics from one of the songs. Yeah, and it just kind of fit with the whole theme of, you know, how I was feeling when I wrote it. I was reading a lot of newspaper articles, and it's hard not to feel sort of overwhelmed by, I guess, what will become of human beings on Earth, in the future. And so it sort of felt like, when I was writing, it felt a lot like, a storm is coming sort of thing. And, that line, Unleash the Tempest of Old, was from the song on the album is called Then Will I, and it's sort of, apocalyptic in nature and talks about, after the destruction of everything else, then the tempest will come, kind of thing. And the tempest is obviously a Shakespearean play, my favorite. So that's probably where I got the word itself probably definitely comes from that.
And do you feel you've grown musically since your last album?
Yeah, I think, hopefully as artists, that we're always growing and evolving, but I'd been playing with a band anyway when I started writing this music. It was pretty clear to me that I needed more than just, a couple side players, and that I would need, drums and strings and all kinds of, big sounds. So part of it was just that's kind of how it came out in my head and how I was feeling, which was, that things were big and things were looming in a way. I mean, it wasn't all darkness, and I was certainly actually in a good place when I was writing it. But yeah, it had to do with how I was feeling, and then also maybe having a better sense of how to use various instruments and vocals and arrangements and stuff like that, and also working with Dan Ledwell, made for once we'd already worked together and developed a way of communicating, what things should sound like. So it was sort of a product of growth in a lot of ways.
And people will not only get a chance to hear a song from the album here, they can head to your Bandcamp page as well, GabriellePapillon.bandcamp.com, but also an opportunity to see you live, as you've got some dates coming up. Are you excited to get out and play some of the new stuff?
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. I've been a couple months off the road and really wasn't on the road very much in the fall or last spring, so it's going to be nice. It's going to be a long haul. We're going to be kind of touring on and off for 2 months, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, like I said, check out Gabrielle on Bandcamp, and you can get more information at her website as well, GabriellePapillon.com. Gabrielle, thanks for chatting with us, and best of luck with the album and the tour.
Thanks so much.
Here it is, The Tempest of Old, and the opening track from the album, Got You Well. Check it out. More of the charts are on the way as well. This is the Earshot 20.
Come in, love, I have got you well. You have tangled with an army so bad. They have come for good. Come in, my love, I've got you well. Haunted by the moon, wounded by the past, I will try. You roll too fast.
Earshot 20. Number 5. Number 4.
Thank you.
That was a song called Liquid Honey, Freak Heat Waves, and their album Bonnie's State of Mind. It's in at number four, and before that, again, from Viet Cong, your number five this week, down from number one, Unthroned, and dropped down four spots, the album, self-titled album, Viet Cong, and you heard a song called Newspaper Spoons, and we had Gabrielle Papillon on the program, played something from her newest, it is the opening track from her album called Get You Well, and you can check that out online as well. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, normally joined by Brian Cleveland, but he is out this week. So running the show solo, running the ship, and loving every minute of it. All kinds of great new music for you to be exposed to. We're going to take one more break from the charts right now to give you the lowdown. It's a feature that we do every week, and it is a look at some of the things that are charting below the top 20. You're not hearing from them this week, but very well could make their way into the top 20 in the weeks to come. It is...
It's the lowdown on the Airshot 20.
Eight debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the lowdown this week at number 50 with the debut self-titled album from Nashville-based singer-songwriter Natalie Prass. And number 49 up one spot is the fourth album from Raised by Swans, the solo musical project and alter ego of Canadian singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Eric Hoden, whose new album is entitled Oxnadler. And number 48 is Urbnet Underground Hip Hop Volume 8, the latest compilation from the Toronto independent record label that features Desus Ive, Animal Nation, Mocha Only, Sweatshop Union, and many more. Up next at number 46 is Strangers to Ourselves, the sixth album and first in 8 years from Modest Mouse. In amidst a Cross Canada tour supporting it, Toronto rock band Sun K find their debut album, Northern Lies, at number 30. Following up his 2012 multi-Grammy Award-nominated major label debut, the third studio album from American hip-hop artist Kendrick Lamar, To Pimp a Butterfly, exploded onto the scene a week early and is poised to be 2015's biggest and most critically acclaimed album. It debuts on Earshot at number 37. Terraplane is the 15th album from American rock, country, and folk singer-songwriter, record producer, author, and actor, oh, that's a mouthful, Steve Earle, featuring his longtime band, The Dukes. The album lands at number 33, and rounding out the lowdown at number 24 with Edmonton folk rocker Colleen Brown, whose fifth album, Direction, was written and recorded over several years in many different cities, including Dartmouth, with Joel Plaskett. There you go. That's a look at some of the albums that are charting below the top 20, but very well could be making their way up. I bet you Kendrick Lamar will do that. We've got three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to kick it all off with your number three. In at number three is White Horse, staying steady in that spot from last week. You'll hear a song from Leave No Bridge Unburned. After that, B.A. Johnston and your number one, Purity Ring. It's brand new, and it's coming to you right here on the Earshot 20. But first, here's White Horse at number three, staying steady. Leave No Bridge Unburned is the album, a song from that. And be back one more time to recap it all on the Earshot 20.
Pins and needles when you weigh. All our memories became a collection of mistakes.
If you're fodder for the same, you've got time to make a case. You've got enemies to blame. This
pilgrimage, this archaeology, a poppy field, a stencil line between your heart and mine. Oh, fake your death and I'll fake mine.
back when I was a thief. I broke hearts like they were teeth.
A page of funnies in the back. All the punchlines smudged to black. Just insinuating that we had a laugh.
But all the credits roll. Pins and needles, they defray. And life will take its toll. Oh, life will take its toll.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
See you on James Street. Our eyes meet, and I know where we are going. You and me are like a bad Belle DeVoe song. You and we're just like poison. You're like an IKEA hot dog. Can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog. I can't resist you. You're like an IKEA hot dog. Can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog. I can't resist you. We break up at the brain. We make up at the ain. Oh, the telephone keeps ringing. So hard to break up in a town this size. Our friends say we're so annoying. You're like an IKEA hot dog. Can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog. I can't resist you. You're like an IKEA hot dog. Can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog. I can't resist you. Go down to IKEA to buy some throw pillows. Oh, you know I'm getting in that hot dog line. See you down at the Aberdeen 6 bus stop. I know who I'm gonna sit beside. You're like an IKEA hot dog. Can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog. I can't resist you. You're like an IKEA hot dog. Can't say no, can't let go. You're like an IKEA hot dog. I can't resist you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
I wasn't thinking about you. You have a mind and make sight of the weight you pick up. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. I wasn't. Again, I wasn't thinking about you. I
dancing in magic. There were untimely dreams where I knew. Woken in a fog, don't sweat it. And reckon none of it had come from you. Might our weakness elude? That was a staggered shift of my hips, so how swiftly it shook the dew from my lips. There was a danger that seeped from my skull, how it dripped on us all, but it wasn't your fault. We are stranger than earth with our seeds and misled, stronger than roots. When our parts parted, she bled and bled. I wasn't thinking about you. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you. I wasn't. Again, again, again. I wasn't thinking about you.
There it is, your number one this week, Purity Ring, an album called Another Eternity. You heard a song called Stranger Than Earth. And before that was B.A. Johnston with his newest, Shit Sucks, sits at number two, up from number four the week before. And White Horse at number three, steady this week, Leave No Bridge Unburned. You heard a song called Fake Your Death, and All Fake Mine. That does it for another week, another countdown. If you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland is out this week, and we do this countdown every week. It's the top 20 that comes from the National Top 50 of earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked that out, go over and check out the website. All kinds of great stuff there for you to see. And we do this every week. We record the show, and it broadcast debuts from Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all very much for carrying this program. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net, or if you podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because every week we've got great charts for you, all kinds of movement. There's all kinds of things to talk about and bring to you, all kinds of great new Canadian music. Stick around right now. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.